Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Monday, October 10th, 2011. Today marks Plus Model Radio's 100th episode. That's a whole lot of talking that we've been doing on this show. And I want to thank Madeline Figueroa-Jones and Valerie Amador for supporting me on this project and everything that I do. I genuinely enjoy hosting this podcast every week, and I've had the opportunity to interview a lot of superstars on this show. I've been able to go on location in New Orleans to the Essence Music Festival 2 years in a row, and this has given me a very powerful forum and voice in the community. And there's literally a waiting list to get on the show right now, so be patient. This show is often imitated but never duplicated. Plus Model Radio is the number one podcast for plus size women. So thank you to everybody that's ever been a guest on the show, and to all of the faithful listeners, I appreciate and love you all so much. So for such a super special show, I had to have a super special guest. And with the theme of being number one and doing extraordinary things, the choice was clear: Lane Bryant. Lane Bryant is the most recognized name in plus-size clothing, with the emphasis on fashion and fit, not merely size, which makes them a style leader. Cacique plus-size intimates are a Lane Bryant exclusive and are famous for the fit solutions and fashion stylings they offer in bras, panties, sleepwear, and more. Richard Zielinski is the current director of technical design at Lane Bryant, a division of Charming Shops of Pennsylvania. He has returned to Lane Bryant in Ohio after a 16-year absence took him to J. Crew NYC, where he served as vice president of technical services. He then worked for Under Armour Performance Apparel in Baltimore, Maryland, where he served as vice president of product development. Rich's passion for design, form, and technology has led him back to the fashion industry with the firm belief that it is an ever-changing world of fashion and the customer is always right, and fit is the most important element to every consumer purchase. Zielinski currently serves on the industry task force for the Department of Fashion and Retail Studies at Ohio State University and has been a keynote speaker for outdoor retail as well as a guest lecturer at several textile and technical design schools in the country. Let's welcome Richard to the show. How are you?
Hi, Shanice. I'm doing well, and thanks for having me on. I actually feel flattered to be in such great company. I mean, I was looking at your guest list, and wow, this is good. This is great.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm excited about having you on the show. Now, first, tell us a little about yourself, and how did you get hooked up with Lane Bryant, and how long you've been working with the company?
Well, I'm what they call a retread at Lane Bryant. I was here about 16 years ago. I've currently been with the company for 2 years. I came back after, like you said in the intro, about a 16-year absence. I came to Lane Bryant from Mervyn's in the Gap in California. That's where I started my retail career. I was in product development there. And from there, we kind of like talked about moving, but we really loved the West Coast. And, you know, I kind of think that's home because my kids were born there. But then we had an opportunity to join Lane Bryant. And, you know, I've been married to a curvy girl for 33 years this November. And, we talked about moving and going into Lane Bryant. And she said, why not? We'll make that choice. So I was there for quite a few years and then moved on to J. Crew, where I headed up product development and quality and technical design there for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then moved on to Under Armour. I think you said it called Under a Hammer, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's compression wear for the athlete and performance apparel. And that's where I gained a lot of technology and kind of refined my skills. But I was always missing that fashion element. I really wanted to get back into fashion. So back in when the downturn, the economy turned sour as well, a number of us had lost our positions. So I started actually consulting for the government. And I was building, believe it or not, uniforms for our female warriors in Afghanistan. Long, convoluted story. I did that for about a year until the opportunity came at Lane Bryant to come back. And, you know, like I said, fashion has been my passion for the longest time. And I really like working with the curvy girls. You know, it's probably the most underserved market. And there's
right.
no reason why these girls cannot be as sexy as their Missy counterparts. In fact, I actually think they're a lot sexier than their Missy counterparts.
Wow, I love to hear that. Now, you are the technical design director. What does that mean, and what are your duties and responsibilities within the company?
Well, there's an inside joke about technical designers that they're really frustrated designers. And one of the reasons I always say is the difference between technical designers and designers, I can only draw a flat sketch. Designers can do stylized, but no, they actually have a vision. What I do is take the vision of our designers, where they see it on the runway, they see it on their sketches or their individual designs, and we actually sit down as a team and try to figure out how can we make this work for our customer. You know, everyone thinks that you can just find a style on the runway and it translates easily to a curvy girl, and it's not. She has different nuances about her body and where she's shaped and where she's curved in her rise. And so that's what I do. I kind of sit down there with my team and we figure it out. We work with design, we work with manufacturing partners, and we basically end up creating the pattern for the garments. We go through a number of fit sessions. We tuck our poor fit models. They're constantly poked and prodded and tied up and taped, and we get it to look the way we think it should look.
So you're not on the creative side of what the clothing looks like. You're more in the fit.
We're in the technical side. We're not in the creative side, but we have the creative solution. I mean, we basically make the designer exactly, you know, we give her what she wants, but then some. You know, a lot of times the designer will come up with, like, you know, we talk about our T3, which is a total collaboration. They have this concept, but not sure how to execute it.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a little bit of creative vision. And, you know, most of my team has worked in the design world as in the technical design world. So it's kind of it's a very interesting role to be in technical design.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it just takes a concept that comes to them and we bring it to fruition. We really, what we call is we take, you know, 2D and we bring it to 3D. And that's the best way of describing it.
And right now you're currently calling from Hong Kong, correct?
Unfortunately, no. I'm actually calling from Ohio because in the world of travel, my plane got canceled. And I'm leaving in the morning for Hong Kong.
So is traveling a big part of your job? Does that have anything to do with the technical design?
It does. It does. We have to work a lot with our factories because once we've come up with the concept and we've gone through the approval process and created the patterns, then we have to start working with the factories. And it's a lot different than, again, like working with Missy or children's or even menswear because, obviously, our clothes are bigger and it takes a different way to handle them on machines. And we actually work with the manufacturers on trying to execute the product, or I should say executing the product. I mean, they can't try. They have to do it.
Right. So what would you say to a critic that says, what on earth does Richard know about plus-size clothing for women? Because you're not plus-size and you're not a woman. What would you say to that person?
Well, to my critic who would say that, I'd say, well, what would you know? But I would turn around. But actually, I probably know more about the fit and what a curvy girl needs because I look at it I look at it from two angles. One, my wife is a curvy girl, always been a curvy girl. And I look at how she dresses and what she complains about and what she likes. And I make it a point to talk to my customer. I am, if I'm not in the office, I'm in the store. I'm talking to people on the street. I look at how people walk. I look, you know, we have done extensive studies about people and how they walk, how they sit, how they move, how they reach, how they drive a car. And you get very intimate with that, and you kind of know, and then you listen. The biggest thing I get is I listen to the customer. So many times our customer will say, yeah, it's cute, but I'm also a size 20, you know? And, you know, that's my job, to make that look good on her. So, you know, some people have asked me that, and actually quite a few people have asked me that. How can you relate? That's one of my biggest questions, and I just recently did an interview with Wall Street Journal about this, and they asked me the same question. And I said, one of the first questions I ask everyone on my staff is, how do you relate to a curvy girl? If you don't have one as a friend, make one quickly. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm not going to put you on my staff because you can't relate.
Right.
So, you know, and then when it comes to being a guy, hey, I want to, you know, you, when you look at it in the vision, you want that woman to look beautiful and sexy and hot, and that's what I do.
Right, and you do an excellent job at it. So,
oh, thank you. We try hard.
So are you involved in every single item that's in Lane Bryant, for instance? Are you involved in the intimate apparel as well?
Yes. In fact, that's what I'm going to Hong Kong for. We're doing a 2-week, 10-day trip working with our Cassique line. We're working on a new line of bras and panties for the 2012-2013 seasons.
So everything that's in Lane Bryant, you are involved in the technical design?
Everything except shoes and jewelry.
Okay.
Accessories, we don't, you know, that's not run through technical design. But everything else, yes. Yeah, I have a team of about 14 people who we just work on both Cassique and the sportswear side of the business.
Now tell me about this 3T line of jeans and trousers, which you just launched at Fashions Night Out.
We did. T3, the tight and tummy technology. Have you tried the jean yet?
I haven't, but I'm going
you
to.
You haven't?
No.
I'm going to bring one with me on my way through when I see you in L.A. next week.
Yeah.
The T3 has been a phenomenal success for us. It really has. We have, again, like I said earlier, we started out this great collaboration between design and the tech team, but we listened to the customer. We wanted to create a solution for her that has fashion but not a gimmick. And one of the things that people, you know, you see a lot of these slimming tight pants out there. You know, we'll slim you down a size, and or we'll slim you down three sizes, and then some have gimmicks in them, and some have like step-in shorts, and some have like zippers. It's kind of weird. So we sat around and said, how can we just give this girl a little bit of control without making a gimmick out of the whole pants? And so, you know, we went out and we shopped the market. We probably bought about 20 different pants that are out there in jeans. And I put them on my models and my wear test folks and store associates, and we really weren't seeing anything that was working. So we decided that, you know, we also decided to start from zero again, stop brainwashing each other and say, okay, what's the most comfortable pair of pants you own? Mm-hmm. And everyone said the same thing. And Shanique asked you, what's the most comfortable pair of pants you own? Or what do you like to wear? When it's cold outside, not that it gets that cold in L.A., but you know, when you want to cuddle up, you usually go right for the sweatpants, right? And
right.
The reason why most people like to go to the sweatpants is because they've got the elastic waist. Well, I can't make an elastic waist jean. I mean, God, you know, we would be shot by our customers. But no curvy girl wants an elastic waist pant, right?
No.
But we took that concept. I said, I can create an elastic waist that doesn't look like one. But then we said that we have to make, you know, and so we thought about how we could do that. And if you see this jean looks like a regular jean. However, it stretches in the waist. It has a full elastic waistband in it. And it doesn't look like an elastic inside or out. It doesn't gather. It's laced perfectly flat. Mm-hmm. The best part about it, it sucks up in the back. It shows no gaping at the backside when she sits. and the panels are tied into that waistband, and we can actually give the appearance. And we don't claim you'll look a full size smaller, but the curvier you are, you look a full size smaller or even better.
So essentially it's like a control top jean, like it's built into the jean.
Except it's not a girdle. It's not a control. It's a control situation, but it's not a girdle. It doesn't feel like a girdle. It feels like a regular jean. We, you know, with this, you know, you'd have to see it in person, and how we talk about it at, you know, at Fashion Night Out, and we'll talk about it at Love My Body. It's where it sits in the body, how it's positioned, the panels. It looks phenomenal. It really does. And, you know, the reactions by our customers have been great. Between the bloggers, the sales, it's just looking like it's going to be a winner for us.
Now, this jean is a part of a new campaign called Technology Just Got Sexy. Now, tell me about this campaign.
Oh, the poster that's in the stores of Technology Got Sexy, it's probably one of the hottest posters we did. This is like the red bra we did last year, part two.
Mm.
You know, we had so much controversy over that one. And this one's probably not as controversial. I mean, it can be at times from some of the people, but the reactions we got, but for the most part, most people liked it. And it has Ashley, who is obviously our star, and Lizzie, who's our other star, and I can't think of the third girl's name, and if she's listening, she'll kill me. And there's a number
Marquita,
of them.
Right? Marquita?
Yes, right. She's in there, and there's about eight or nine girls in there, and they all have the T3 jeans on, and they are topless. But you can't see anything. I mean, you see more skin probably on the beach than you do in our ad.
Right.
And it's a very sexy ad. It's very provocative. It shows the girls and their curves. And we're just calling it Technology Got Sexy because it is. It's a science, the T3 gene that we built. It is a science and is an art, but it's very sexy. And we just thought the whole thing fit together well. And we've had a lot of people asking us, can we even print the picture? You know, can we sell it? You know, and a lot of guys have called in, or husbands probably, or whatever, saying, can we get posters of this? And it's like, I don't know. I never thought about that. But it is, it's very, I can actually say it's very hot. It truly is hot. If you thought the red bra and Ashley was hot, this poster is even hotter.
Now, Lane Bryant.
It just shows the curvy girl the way she should be.
Right. And Lane Bryant is an official sponsor of Hollywood Now Love Your Body Day and will be hosting the kickoff party Friday, October 21st. Now, what can we expect at this kickoff party?
Oh, God. I knew you'd have put me on the spot for that. However, I can tell you some things that I do remember. I'm going to actually be there. And so that's worth a shot to come out, Shanice, right? Come say hi.
Right.
But we are going to be talking about the T3. We're offering a 30% off during that time from 6 to 9. We've got a DJ. We've got some celebrities in attendance, but we've got to keep that a secret so you can get a lot of your listeners out there. We have a bartender who's serving our most famous cocktail, Lane Teenies, and these are real cocktails with the alcohol in it, and they're pink and they're very sexy, and everyone seems to like it. We also are having an in-store sweepstakes, giving away a $500 gift card.
Wow, that's nice.
And yeah, it is, and I think there's a few other surprises. And I'll just be flying in from Hong Kong that morning, so it should be even fun for me that night. I mean, I'll be, like, wired, so.
Uh-oh.
And if anything like we did in Fashion Night Out, we hit the dance floor. We cleared the store. We turned it into a dance floor.
Yeah, it's going to be very similar to Fashion Night Out, and it was almost like a party atmosphere, and it was good networking, too, and just good to meet people, lots of pictures taken, so we're going to have a good time.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And that is at the Culver City location. And you can go to loveyourbodyday.com to see the flyer for that. Now, Lane Bryant is also involved with the main event. That's Friday night. But the main event is Saturday, where it's a fashion show and a panel discussion you're going to be on, a bra fitting and giveaways. Now, do you know what Lane Bryant will be giving away or no?
I think we are giving away another $500 gift card.
Oh, okay.
That day as well. I know there's bra fittings, and I have to tell you, I'm not sure exactly what else is on that one. Unfortunately, I didn't get my notes for that one on time, and
okay.
I think it's going to be a, I think it's going to be a surprise. Let's just call it, it's going to be a lot of fun.
But
if
are you excited
like
about being
before,
on the panel discussion?
Oh, of course. Of course. I'm going to take every, you know, I hope some of those critics show up because I'll be so nice to them that they'll just like, you know, he's got it.
Awesome. And I think, now this I'm not sure about, but I think Lane Bryant is going to have a national discount in all of their stores in honor of Love Your Body Day. Do you know about that?
Oh, I do. I do. And you're going to ask me exactly the number on that one, right? It's going to be a discount. I'm not exactly sure how that is going to work that day, but I know it's going to be a 20% off your entire purchase if you use the Lane Bryant credit card that day.
Okay.
And there is something else with that one. Hang on, and I'll have to think about that. But I do know there's 20% off if you use the Lane Bryant card for that day only.
All right. Now, does Lane Bryant have anything else coming up we should be on the lookout for? Are you currently designing some hot new stuff that's about to come out?
Without giving away all the secrets, yes, but keep watching on lanebryant.com or like us on Facebook and or follow us on Inside Curve.
Awesome. And the official website to purchase online is?
LaneBryant.com.
Right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And this is the 100th episode, so thank you for being on this.
It is. I'm glad to be part of it, Shanice. And I look forward to seeing you next week in L.A., and we're going to have some fun. We're going to rock L.A. like we rock New York.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. So be safe with your travels, and I see you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And thank you to Richard for being a fabulous guest this evening. Tune in next week, and we'll have more Plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected with the Curvy community. If you're interested in advertising on our show or being a guest, visit the website at plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.